Jeffrey. Seems the great Jeffrey Lord. He was one of my few sources of truth. Thank you, Jeffrey, for being here. That's a great honor. Thank you.
All right. President Trump, big fan of Jeffrey Lord, who was in attendance yesterday at that speech in Harrisburg, as the president says that Americans are going to get a $4,000 raise. He gave it in front of a big old truck. There's a big truck in the background for the president. Jeffrey Lord joins us now. Jeffrey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent, sir. So I want to start off with, you know, you've been obviously a supporter of the president for a while now, but I'm curious to get your take on this tax reform plan. Are you fully sold on it? Do you think there's areas of improvement? Where are you on it now?
Yeah. I think it's a great job. And you know what was terrific about this rally last night is that he was speaking both in person and through the television screen to middle class folks, not to as he said in I'm paraphrasing here, but he was referring to his rich friends and all of this sort of thing. He said, you know, don't worry about us. He spoke about Bob Kraft, who owns the New England Patriots. These are the regular folks, the truck drivers, et cetera. There were a lot of them there last night who make the economy work, who get up at the crack of dawn or spend all night driving these trucks that we see on the highways all the time. He also tied in infrastructure and getting the roads and bridges repaired. So I think it was you know, spot on and extremely well received. I mean, he had with him Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin and Gary Cohn, who was his economic advisor. So I thought he hit all the right notes. The audience really loved it, without question. I mean, they got to listen to him just format-wise, so you know. He came in and did an interview for an hour with Sean Hannity off to one side of the stage, but we could all see and hear it. So he talked in detail there, and then when that was done, he came out around and went to a separate stage where the podium was and gave his speech. And it was very detailed and extremely well received.
I wanted to ask you, we keep hearing, you know, middle class, this is going to be great cuts for the middle class. Everybody thinks they're middle class, not just the truck driver. And I know some truck drivers who make more than six figures. It's not just truck drivers, but it's also the man or the woman who's getting up and at the crack of dawn to go work in a financial institution, who's mm-hmm. bringing home, you know, $150,000, which sounds like a lot of money. But if you're in, for instance, Maryland or New Jersey or Alaska, that's middle-class income in those states.
That's right. I used to live in Washington, D.C., and I would always tell the tale that I went there in 1978 as a young congressional aide. I was paying, I think it was $465, $75 for this tiny little postage stamp of a basement apartment on Capitol Hill. And I happened to come home at some point to a friend had been was serving in then Pennsylvania Governor Thornburg's cabinet and was having a party, and I went to the house that he and his wife were renting. Well, it looked like something out of one of these old Rock Hudson Doris Day movies. It was mammoth, with tennis courts, swimming pool, living room with double-sided fireplace. It was huge. It was just beautiful. He was paying about $10 more for that entire place than I was paying for this little postage stamp in Washington, D.C., which was the first time that it dawned on me, I'm living in a very expensive city.
Right. So my question, but the question begs to be asked, though, you know, all these people are going, yay, middle class, but I think there are a lot of people in Alaska and Maryland and New Jersey and some other states who are going to find out, oh, no, you may be middle class in your state, but the feds consider you upper class, and you're not getting a tax cut.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think that there's going to be room for negotiation on this here. I mean, you've got an excellent point. There's no question about it. Particularly if you're living in a place like Washington, D.C., and you're making $150,000 and you've got, you know, a few kids. Yeah, things are very, very expensive here. So I think they're going to do their very best on this to get as much money. The thing that really gets to me, and I think gets to a lot of these people here, you know, you hear the term trickle down all the time. And I used to work for Jack Kemp, and if I heard this once, I heard it 1,000 times. But what they're really talking about on the other side is what I call cronynomics, which is basically they're going to take people's money and then dish it out to their pals and special interests and their cronies that have all these lobbying groups, etc. People have had enough of this, absolutely enough. I mean, they're working their fingers to the bone, as it were, and this money gets taken right out of their paychecks and goes off. They never see it, etc.
Yep.
So I do think that there will probably be room for negotiation on this, without doubt.
Jeff, before we let you go here, about 30 seconds left, the president talked last night about growing the amount of people who fall into the 0% tax category from, you know, federal income tax. I think conservatives for a long time have been concerned about that category of taxpayer because they don't have skin in the game. Are you happy with the 0% tax bracket growing in terms of the number of people inside of it?
I do think you have to be careful about that because I do think that there's, personally, I do think there's something to be said for having skin in the game here. That when you do, you have a better understanding of exactly what's at stake here. But his heart is definitely in the right place, as I say, and it was extremely, extremely well received last night, without doubt.
Well, I really appreciate you giving us an insider perspective of what it was like there last night, and we'll speak to you again soon. Thank you, Jeffrey Lord. 844 here on WMAL.